This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The neon lights are bright again on Broadway. The 19-day stagehand strike ended last night with a tentative agreement between the League of American Theaters and Producers and the Stagehands Union, Local 1. The stagehands will vote to either ratify or reject the agreement in 10 days. Jeff London went to check out all the activity before showtime today.
This afternoon, there were little signs of the strike all over the theater district. Lots of blue police barriers where, until last night, the picket lines had been set up. But there were signs of life, too. In the lobby of the Ambassador Theater on 49th Street, a steady stream of customers waited online to buy super cheap tickets to tonight's performance of Chicago.
My name is Daphne Bruce, and I saw it on Good Day New York that the tickets were being sold for about $26, and I couldn't pass that up, so I'm here today.
Come on, babe, why don't we paint the town? And all that jazz.
Chicago's been around for 10 years, but the strike interrupted several other shows in the middle of previews. One of those plays was The Seafarer, an import from the Royal National Theatre in London. It was shut down right before its scheduled opening, and actor Conleth Hill says there are many ways to describe how the cast felt.
Some say it was like being in the starting blocks for a race and the race being postponed. Some people said it was like halfway up an aisle towards a wedding and not being called off.
Castmate David Morse, well known for his television and movie roles, says he kept up a routine during the 19-day strike.
I literally, at every showtime, would go through the show. I would say it out loud, try to have the same sort of energy, you know, keep the rhythm of the day going, because the nighttime is when it all happens for us. So still keep that life going, because you never knew when it was going to end.
As a matter of fact, all the cast members ran through their lines every night, says Connor McPherson, playwright and director of The Seafarer.
At the beginning, we didn't know whether we were allowed to rehearse, so we were kind of sneaking around, wondering, were we allowed to be seen together? You know, people said, you're not supposed to get together as a cast, and it was, like, really tough. But then, as it turned into a few days, Equity, the actors' union, said, you know, because you guys had not technically opened, you are still allowed to rehearse on a voluntary basis.
So because of that, McPherson is certain that a brief touch-up rehearsal this afternoon will get everyone up to speed in time for the 8 o'clock curtain. Over at the musical Hairspray, there's a lot of technical work to be done, says formerly striking stagehand Richard Kirby.
My position is carpenter, stage right. Well, we're going to make sure that everything runs smoothly. We're probably going to run all our pieces, make it safe, and we'll be up and running, have a 7 o'clock curtain tonight, and we certainly will put the show on.
And, Kirby adds,
yes, come see a Broadway show. We're back to work, and just in time for the Christmas season. So everybody, Merry Christmas.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.